I don't know that I ever remember hearing the term harmonica when I was growing up. Let's just say a French horn.
Another little musical instrument that you hold between your teeth and you twang.
That's a cue harp.
Okay. And if you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call that piece of wood that goes between the horses?
Tongue.
Okay. And say you have a horse pulling a buggy, you have to back the horse back in.
Into the shafts.
Okay. And on a wagon wheel, in the middle, you got the hub, and then you got the spokes going out, and then what's this outer piece? What do you call that?
I don't know, but let me see. Oh, I can't think to save me. I know they used to have to take them to the shop and have them shrink the... I can't think what it is.
If you have a horse pulling a wagon, one horse pulling a wagon, or buggy, you've got this wooden bar that goes behind the horse like this. Like, here's the wagon, here's the horse, and here's this wooden bar. What do you call that bar? And the traces are attached to it, you know, and come back to the wagon.
Single tree.
Okay. And if you have two horses, you
double can, tree.
Okay. If there was a tree that fell down across the road and you had to get it out of the way so you could get by, you'd probably tie a chain to it and you'd pull on the chain and do what to the tree?
Drag.
Okay. And you might say, in fact, just yesterday we
We drug a tree out of the road.
Okay. And let's see. Usually after you've plowed, they have to go back and break up the ground a little bit finer. And what do they call that thing they broke up the ground finer with?
Only thing I know is a harrow.
Okay. And underneath a car or a wagon, there's a bar that goes under it that the wheels are attached to. What do you call that bar? If you break it, you've had it.
Oh, I can't think what it is. I know what it is, but I cannot. Search me. I know.
Well, I know what it is
as well as I know my own name, but I can't think.
I was looking at that dog's tag, and it's a funny shape. Not the green one, but the other one.
What's made of the tag? See, that's a bell shape. That's my dog license, City of Waco.
Yeah, my dog had a bell shape one last year. Now, what's another one?
This is her rabies.
That's a funny shaped thing.
And only this is. Yeah, that's her rabies shot. See, it was two different ones. Now they combined them.
Oh, do they? Mm-hmm. Well, I wish ours would, because my dog has three takes.
Oh, she just loves that little thing, tinkle. I can take that off and lay it in here, and she'd be somewhere else, and she can hear the little things tinkling. Yeah, she'll just run, sit down in front of me, and have that collar put back on. She knows that belongs to her. Oh, she's just as happy as she'll be, and she gets it back on.
Mine, well, he likes it, but he doesn't especially like it on him. He wants to chew on his collar.
No, she just loves that little bell, and I can tinkle it, and she's just so happy most of the time. See, I don't like this hot. I'm not liking this hot, poor little thing. Oh, she needs trimming so bad, but I just haven't done it.
Well, I know what you mean. My dog's a short-haired dog, thank goodness.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that. He sheds so much, his stomach's almost bald. First year I'd had him, and he shed so much, I was afraid he's going to look like a pig, you know.
This one doesn't.
She doesn't shed.
This one doesn't either.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. What would you call an X-shaped frame like this that you'd lay a log across to chop it up into stove lengths?
X-shaped sawhorse.
Okay. Now, tell me, is that the same thing as this kind of A-shaped one that's smaller and that painters use it to, you know, to...
Well, it's different, but it's the same thing.